Hello, hello.
Hey.
This is I'm Eli.
I'm Silas.
And you're listening to Odds and Ends on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for sharing this hour with us.
It really flew by.
It means the world. That first one that we heard was The Modern Age by The Strokes. Today we're just probably doing what half the shows on WMFO are doing this week, which is just playing our top songs from 2023.
Yes.
That was not my number one. That came in at number 66, but I wanted to hear it.
Okay. So we did this, 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Can you believe it?
Feels like yesterday.
It doesn't.
No. And the point of my question was to ask how we did it, because I forgot, so it doesn't feel like yesterday. So we shuffle.
Yeah.
And then we say what number it was, just for kicks?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a random shuffle. There might be a couple that if it shuffles to it, I'll skip.
Yeah, and so,
I'm not gonna lie.
Ooh, wait. Smart shuffle. Do you know about this feature? Sorry, I just...
Adds in other songs.
So it's not shuffling.
It's terrible.
Okay. A little peek behind the veil of Odds and Ends. At least... of my listening tendencies, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you can see what we listen to when we're not prepping for a radio show.
Or, in my case, when you're not prepping for your music midterm or final.
That's right.
Which is why I had to remove not one, not two, but 47 songs.
But three, but four, but five.
So I'm going to be shuffling from a selection of 53 of my top songs, because, as I alluded to, the other ones that I left out were related to, if not on, my midterm and final for jazz theory.
Yeah. Which, it would be cool to listen to those, and then you could tell us everything about them.
No, it's that, but it was like, he would play it, and then we'd have to say what song it was.
Oh.
And it wasn't anything about, like, the history of it, or... I mean, we learned a bit, but I could tell you, like, what the form is, but
this
that's
is
not
for
that
the
interesting.
Jazz improv?
Well, some of them
so
are for
much
that,
memorization.
I guess. No, jazz theory.
Jazz theory.
Which was last semester, which is why... Yeah, I would like walk home from class and just listen to like the listening playlist, because so that's what did me in. I did that for about 3 weeks, I should say.
You always have weird
occurrences
with your rap. Freshman year, you had a random Beach Boys song as your number one.
Did that stem back to listening? That was a date that happened okay, so that was 2020. This is not important at all to listeners, but this is really funny to me. Because it was while we were still... I was a senior in high school at the time when I listened to, I think it was, I don't know, God Only Knows.
Okay. I thought it was like a lesser known one.
No, I think it was that one. But it played, I think, 70 times in one day during school. Like, fully on in my pocket. I don't know what was happening.
It was like, you listened to this song like 75 times. You listened to it the most on...
on March 3rd. Yeah. When you listened to it 70 times. So obviously something happened. I also... My minutes were down. My minutes were about 24,000.
Still more than me. Mine were 19,000.
Okay. That's how many minutes I had for podcasts.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Honestly, mine would probably be higher. I just don't listen to podcasts on Spotify.
Got it. What do you use? The podcast app? No.
YouTube or Pocket Casts?
Sorry. First of all, YouTube? Oh, for video podcasts?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. What's Pocket Casts?
It's
I think you've told me
app.
About this. So why don't you use Spotify?
Because I use Pocket Cast.
Okay.
It's a reciprocal
this is
thing.
Not going to get to an answer.
No.
Okay. But I respect that. Should we hop back into it?
Yeah, shuffle yours. Let's
so that
hear
was
it.
Your 66th
that
song?
That was my 66th.
Should I start with my 66th song? Let's see if
you
it's...
You only have 54,
well, but I still
you?
Have the other playlist.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Sweet.
Hold on. Let me make sure. Yeah, this is Up Song by Black Country New Road.
Oh, fun.
Thank you.
look at what we did together. Don't know. Person you ever dreamed you could be. Did you exchange your soul with the devil so that you could survive the dark pit in which you once lived? Things will remain invisible to the world, and you wish you could be held. A silent embrace in the arms of another. Who knows what's wrong? They'll never know what we did together. No.
Happy prom. Sorry, that's what they say in the... I cut out listening. The end of the song. No, they say it in the part that I cut out.
Okay.
That's yeah.
A good one.
Yeah,
was
I love that, it.
That was from the live album?
Yeah, it's the opener from it.
Live from Bush Hall?
Indeed. Yeah. Right on Tufts campus, actually.
Right there, right in the common room.
Can you believe it? It sounds great. The acoustics are amazing in there.
I don't know why Apple Jam doesn't do stuff in there. I guess I'll shuffle mine, and we'll see what happens.
Not I guess. That's the premise.
I guess? I'm gonna do something crazy here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shuffle. And let's see. And it's bluegrass. Alright, here's I'll Remember You Love in My Prayers by Alison Krauss.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Thank you. in and say, I remember you, love, in my prayer.
That was good.
Yeah, probably a lot of my songs are just are gonna sound like that, listeners. That's what I listen to a lot of the time.
Well, explain what you just told me about your studying playlist.
My study music sophomore year used to be Death Grips.
Mm-hmm.
It just pumps me up. I don't know. I would be in DeWick for, you know, 4 or 5 hours. Just
Bush Hall?
Slamming Death Grips. I would never do work in Bush Hall. Not enough caffeine.
That was a callback, actually.
And I tried to make that my study music this semester.
Yeah.
It doesn't work anymore. Now it's just old fiddle tunes.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a fiddle tune, but same vein.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I like to play it on guitar.
I enjoy it when you play it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have to live react to it every time? I guess we could shuffle and then just like have it ready.
It's kind of fun to live react.
Okay, I played this one on an episode like 2 weeks ago, so I'm going to skip it.
Fair enough.
It was the most deaf.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's fitting. This is UFOF by Big Thief, who was my
great
top
song.
Artist. All right, let's hear it.
Disappear.
Great song.
Great song.
Much quicker than I remember it.
It's storm season. With power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. This is just not written well. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
So that one was just shop?
Shop now instead of later.
But you'll need to shop again, right?
Yeah.
Ready to eat.
A few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food.
Ready-to-eat
food. We
live
in the U.S. Like, you yeah. have that in your, you know. No one lives close enough to a grocery store where you can just shop for every day.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Odds are you probably already have a few days worth of healthy, tasty.
Is there a, like, read this during the winter months thing on there?
No.
So just we're in storm season?
But the picture is of a blizzard.
Okay. Topical.
Yeah.
Not really.
Tropical.
Absolutely not, actually. do you think we're going to get snow before winter break?
I mean, we already got snow.
Here?
Maybe not here.
I got it in Western Mass over Thanksgiving.
Maybe it didn't hit here then.
I don't know. But that was like, it wasn't very real snow.
Right.
It didn't stay.
It
rained like 45 minutes later.
Yeah, I doubt we're going to get snow that really sticks before Christmas.
It sucks so much.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Well, let's not get political. All right.
Should I hit it?
Hit it.
And quit it. Here we go. It is, Savan by Krungbin.
Nice.
This album made up a lot of my top 10.
That makes sense.
Here we go.
Thank you.
That's great. That whole album is really good.
That was the first single that they released from the album, and I wasn't really sure about it at first. But that song really grew on me. It was my number 9 of the year.
Oh.
Other songs were ahead of it, but I really like that song.
Yeah, wait, I should say what that UFO of was.
Oof.
Let's see. Stalin. I think I scrolled too fast and I missed it, so right, whatever. That was fun. Okay, my next song, I already did the reveal. It's Clementine by Elliott Smith. I played this at an open mic, last month, I think. Early October.
No.
So it's I've learned this song and then listened to it a ton, which is I understand why it's here, but also would have been here if I didn't learn it. So
yeah. Where did this one rank?
All right, let's find it. Let's find it. Stalling. lower than it should have. 39.
39.
Yeah.
Well. Not bad.
It's not bad. And UFOF was 67.
There we go.
All right. Let's hear Clementine.
Waking you up to close the streets, what you can tell by the sound of the cars. Bartender singing Clementine while he's turning around the open sign. Dreadful sorry I
It's a great song.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I would recommend listening to it while we're not also discussing the workplace environment of your job.
Yeah, I'll listen to it when I get nice and sad.
Yeah.
As I'm wont to do.
11:05.
Sorry?
Right when we've parted.
Exactly. I'll spin the wheel and see what I get. Ooh, nice. I think I've played this on air before. Really Love, D'Angelo.
Oh, I think you might have played this in the first episode back this year.
Should I skip it?
No,
or
no.
Should we just do it?
Go for it.
Number 88.
Nice.
That's a palindrome, and you can flip it upside down, and it's still the same number.
Wow, that's an omnidrome. It's really great.
It's Really Love by D'Angelo.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm a man in love, too.
That's, yeah. Thanks for playing that one again.
That was a good song.
Yeah. Should we play one more and then maybe hit a quick segment?
Let's do it.
All right. Spinning. Okay, this is... Okay, somehow... Was it my second artist? My third artist? Was A Tribe Called Quest? Mm-hmm. Definitely... Like, I listened to... what is it? Electric Relaxation? Uh-huh. Is that the album?
Yeah.
No, it's a song off that album. No, that's not what I'm thinking of. Wait. Oh, People's... The long one. People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. I listened to that one mm-hmm. like 5 times maybe.
Okay.
And I guess since I didn't listen to that much music,
yeah.
It charted. But this one is off of The Low End Theory. This is Butter.
Butter?
But the girls were mad fly, lounging with the tipster, cooling with shop, scoping out the honeys. They know who they are. I was the b-ball playing, fly rhyme saying, fly girl getting. But never was I sweating, cause when it came to honeys, I would go on a stroke until I met my match. Her name was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flo was good to go, cause I thought it was me, like Belle Biv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank and trying to juice before my banks. Swinging with my main man, Lucky, behind my back. What type of crap is that? Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems I've met my match. I was a stone cold lover. You couldn't tell me jack. Settling down with one girl, wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, Tracy. Used to love them, leave them, skeeze them, tease them, find them, lose them, also abuse them. My whole attitude was new day, next hunt. And believe it or not, they all got done. But here comes Flo with the crazy whip appeal, and I'm all too man like Alexander O'Neal. Is this really love? Then again, how would I know? After all this time trying to be a super hoe, she finally played me. But yo, I'd find another, cause I've got the crazy game, and yo, I'm smooth. Hey, yo, like butter.
It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. 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 It's like butter. Like the butter, baby. Not no parquet, not no margarine. Strictly butter. Strictly butter, baby.
I remember when girls were goody two-shoes, but now they turn to freaks all of a sudden.
We love you, bye.
Ease off, ho. My name's Malik. Fight this, fight that. Where you going, where you at? These girls don't know me from Jack. Yet I feel like the Mac. You didn't want me then, so yo, hun, don't want me now. Here, here, take the towel. Wipe off your brow and take the contact out your eye. You're far from looking fly. You're getting E for effort and T for nice try. And tell me what's the reason for dying your hair. Slum village gold still dangling in your ear. You barely have a neck but still sporting a rope. 4-finger ring just so Pfeiffer can scope. You looked in the mirror, didn't know what to do. Yesterday your eyes were brown, but today they are blue. Your whole appearance is a lie and it can never be true. And if you really like yourself, then you would try and be you. If your hair and eyes are real, I wouldn't have dissed you. But since it was boy, I had to dismiss you. But if you can't achieve it, then why not try and weave it? If you can't extend it, then you might as well suspend it. If you can't braid it, best thing to do is fade it. I asked who did your hair and you tell me Diane. Made it few with you and just you. Talk to you, maybe, but I can't stand no bionic lady trying hard to look fly. But yo, you're looking dumber. If I wanted someone like you, I would've swum with Jamie Summers. You wanna be treated right? See Father MC. Or check Ralph Tresvant for sensitivity. Cause I am not the one. I got more game than Parker Brothers. Fight dog is on the mic and I'm smooth like butter.
All right.
Good song.
Yeah. I don't know how that one was the one that ended up on my Wrapped. Should I say what? Nah, I'm not going to look for what number it was. Okay. I'll look in the background while you...
Did we say that we're doing a segment now?
I think we alluded to it.
Well, it's good that I brought
one. That was 98. So about as low as you can go.
Yeah. So you probably listened to it. I don't know.
Yeah, and also worth mentioning, this is not the album that I listened to, you know, whatever, five times.
Right, right.
Of which no songs made it onto my Wrapped.
Really? Spotify.
Get me a meeting with the CEO of the Wrapped playlist.
I brought a segment today. Do you remember, basically, almost exactly 2 years ago, we took a little trip to Providence, Rhode Island, with one Lucy Millman.
Yeah.
And a highlight of that trip was eating hot wieners.
Oh, it was.
Yes, we got hot wieners.
And
they were bad.
What was it? It was a hot dog with chili?
Dog smothered with, but it wasn't even chili. It was just like a meat sauce, but it wasn't like ragu. Wet enough to be a sauce.
Ragu hot dog.
And it just wasn't good.
No, yeah. And we all had stomach pains.
Yeah, we all felt terrible because I think we also drank coffee milk with it.
Yes.
Another.
I mean, that was delicious. It was like a coffee milkshake, right?
Yeah.
That was definitely the highlight, but didn't help the indigestion that was happening in the car.
No, not what you wanted to wash hot wieners down with.
Yeah.
I was reminiscing about that, and I was thinking, what other weird regional foods are there?
Okay.
So, the segment we're doing today is real regional food or nah?
I think I'm going to be so bad at this.
So, I'm going to tell you the name of a food.
Okay.
I'll tell you what's in it. I can even tell you where it's from.
And is this restricted to the
U.S.?
Okay.
The continental U.S.
Okay.
Get that Alaska, you know,
yeah,
Hawaiian stuff out.
We count in D.C.?
I mean, I have nothing from from D.C.
Also, but of course we are.
Yeah. Oh my god, I just realized that I forgot the location on one of these. Let me do a stall.
Stalling.
Just because if I don't...
Should I play a song?
No.
Right, I guess...
We got it. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you all that information.
Should
You're
I play
tell
a
me
song? How long do I think an internet search takes?
You're gonna tell me if you think it's a real regional specialty in the U.S.
Okay.
Or... if you think I made it up.
Okay. I'm ready.
Slopper. Slopper. It's a cheeseburger smothered in chili sauce. And that's coming to us from Colorado Springs, Colorado.
I don't know
Slopper.
Anything about Colorado, but that seems like it has to be real.
Ding, ding, ding. That one's real.
Okay.
Number two.
Yeah.
Skunk dogs.
No way.
These are going to be hot dogs that have marinated in pickle brine for at least 48 hours. That's coming to us from the Jersey Shore.
No.
Skunk dogs.
Please, no.
What's your answer?
No. It's not
correct. Okay. I made that one up.
48 hours. That'd be the most... putrid smelling food, hence the skunk dog.
It probably wouldn't be that bad, honestly.
It's a hot dog in liquid for 2 days.
Yeah, but like, you can buy in Europe, they had hot dogs that were just like in liquid.
Why? Aldi. What?
Number three. Burgoo.
Spell it.
B-U-R-G-O-O. Burgoo.
Okay.
This is a meat stew from Kentucky. Burgoo.
What part of Kentucky, you know?
I don't know.
All right.
Let's say Louisville.
I'm going to say that's real.
Ding, ding, ding. That's real. You're killing it.
I think if you made that one up, you would have spelled it the way you spell stew with an E-W.
Burgoo.
Right? Because why is it
that would be
ooh.
Burgoo, right? It'd be the soft
G. Oh, maybe. Yeah.
So you need a U in there.
Okay, so those Kentuckians really thought that one through.
Burgoo.
They ran into some phonic issues when they spelled it like stew. Okay.
Number four. Hamballs.
No way.
These are meatballs made with ground ham, ground beef, and graham crackers tossed in a sweet, sticky sauce. Ham balls.
I don't know. It's amazing.
Oh, these are from Iowa.
Yeah, I know.
Did I say that?
No. wait. Ham, beef, graham crackers, sticky sweet sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know. Real?
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
You're absolutely killing it,
that's
Eli.
Gross. What?
Ham balls.
So that's like they did graham crackers instead of like breadcrumbs? Is it savory? Is it a meal? Is it in pasta?
I think we can equate it to like a General Tso's chicken.
From Iowa? Iowa version.
If it were American.
Yeah.
Well
that is, Tso's, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a salty, sweet sort of mess.
Yeah, mess indeed.
Yeah.
okay.
I don't know what number we're on. Number
five.
Little hickeys. These are battered and fried baked beans from Maine. Little hickeys.
Battered and fried. Is there a sauce involved? Are these like an app?
Yeah, I think it's like a, you know, like cheese curds.
Yeah.
You know, just a snackable thing.
I'll go real.
I made that one up. Little hickeys. Sounds pretty good, though.
It is a pretty... It sounds kind of good.
Yeah.
I've never had, like, you know, fried beans like that.
I can't imagine the beans would hold up. Like,
yeah, you're right.
They must just get drenched in oil.
Right.
But if they're battered... Number six.
Wow.
Frintle.
So like frindle?
Frintle.
With a T?
Yes.
Okay.
Stewed root vegetables served with brown bread. And these are native to the Amish communities in Pennsylvania.
Real.
Fake.
Brown bread. Okay.
Number seven.
How many of these do you have?
Two more.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wait, so what am I at? I'm at four and two?
I think you've gotten all but one.
No, I got the last two wrong. I got little hickeys wrong.
Oh, okay. Number seven. Chicken Riggies.
A bacon named Kevin. Sorry.
It's really good.
What did you say?
Chicken Riggies. This is going to be rigatoni, hence the name, with chicken, hence the name, and hot peppers in a creamy tomato sauce.
That's a regional dish? That's like... I make that like I don't know. I don't make not the same. No, I guess not that. But what was the name of it though?
Chicken Riggies.
So like
from Utica.
Why is it plural?
Cause
is it not a pasta?
Yeah, but like it's like many rigatonis.
Yeah, but Riggies. That's what rigatoni. No, okay. Isn't the I ending plural? Maybe not.
It is.
Yeah. So.
But I don't think the people in Utica care about that.
Okay. Since you made up the last two, I'm going to go real.
Fuck that. Sorry. That's such a bad reasoning.
I mean, it worked, right?
Yeah. That one was real.
Okay.
Terrible name. Chicken Riggies.
Yeah.
For rigatoni.
That sucks. It sounds good, though.
Yeah.
But that's not anything, like, that crazy.
No.
Okay.
It looks terrible.
How?
It looks really bad.
Are the peppers still peppers? Like... Or is it part of
it's
the
like,
sauce?
It's like the hot pepper, like in the jar.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like
no.
The what are they called? Like hot cherry peppers?
Yeah, no. Okay, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, that does sound bad.
Yeah.
So wait, they made like good dinner and then they put like a banana pepper on it?
So.
Okay.
That's exactly right. Number eight. Final round.
Yeah.
Pork lunch.
Any elaboration on that?
This is actually a side dish consisting of baked pig skin tossed in a salt and spice mix from Idaho.
It's
I'm so sorry to the people outside.
It's called lunch, pork but it's a lunch. Side dish?
Yeah. Well, it's like how supper actually means lunch.
Real.
Fake.
That's really creative. That was yeah that went on for so long,
sorry.
No, I enjoyed every
this
moment.
This was how I procrastinated all my work today.
Yeah,
just thinking of skunk dogs and pork lunch.
pork lunch. I had pork lunch for dinner.
So that's the show. Just kidding.
Mostly. I think we have time for one or two songs.
Okay. Do you want to do it?
Yeah. Well, I already let the last song
play
too
long.
Oh,
you did the last one.
Yeah, that's you.
Let's see what happens.
All right.
Oh, It's So Much Things to Say, Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Nice. This has been Oz and Ends.
I'm Silas.
I'm Eli.
And you have been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We got about 3 minutes left. Let's ride it out with another Big Thief song. How about?
Sure.
This is Forgotten Eyes. Thanks.
Forgotten years.